For this Friday, February 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redmond reporting. Last night, Malverton boys basketball beat Tecumseh on the road 59-41. The loss snapped the Wildcats' four-game losing streak. They improved to 12-9 in the season. Malverton has two games left in the regular season, and their next game is on Tuesday at home versus Washington. This evening, North Posey boys basketball welcomes Bar Reeve. The JV game begins at 5:30, and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 6-13 overall, with three regular season games remaining. You can listen to the varsity game tonight on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey is also at home tomorrow night versus Tell City. High school wrestling state finals are this weekend at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis, and there is one Posey County wrestler that is competing at state. North Posey's Tyson Barrow wrestles in the 175-pound weight class, and his first-round match is against Jacob Cole from Rossville High School. Barrow is 38-4 in the season, and his opponent Cole is 42-1 in the season. The Parade of Champions starts at 1:30 Central Time today, and the first round begins at 2 o'clock Central Time for weight classes 150 through 285. MSD of Mount Vernon has announced that kindergarten, pre-K, and preschool registration is now open. Registration will be completed through Skyward Online Enrollment. More detailed instructions can be found on the MSD of Mount Vernon Facebook page or online at mvschools.org. MSD of North Posey says they are in need of bus drivers. It pays $86.41 per day, plus route multiplier. They say training is free. There are insurance opportunities. There is a $500 bonus for new drivers, and no experience is required. You can apply online at northposey.k12.in.us/jobs. Evansville Goodwill officials say a new store is opening soon in Mount Vernon. According to a press release, they plan to open a new retail store in Mount Vernon this spring. Officials say the Mount Vernon location will offer the community a convenient place to donate gently used items and shop affordably, with every donation and purchase directly supporting Goodwill's mission programs. They say while an official opening date has not yet been finalized, the organization is targeting a spring opening. Officials say more details, including the official opening date and grand opening celebrations, will be announced soon. This Sunday, students that are gearing up for college in Southwest Indiana will have access to professional help with FAFSA filing for free. Ivy Tech Community College says financial aid professionals will be at Ivy Tech Evansville's Carter Library at 2 p.m. this Sunday to help those who are planning to go to college and their families to complete the free application for federal student aid. The event is free for students planning on going to college in Indiana. Last night in local college basketball, both USI women's and men's basketball played at Western Illinois. In the first game of the night, USI women's basketball lost to Western Illinois 64-39. Chloe Gannon was the lone player in double figures for USI. She had 11 points. The Scrim Eagles are 18-8 and 12-5 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball was able to pick up a victory at Western Illinois 77-70. Amari Brown led the Scrim Eagles with 18 points. The loss ended a six-game losing streak for USI as they improved to 6-21 and 3-14 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Both USI women's and men's basketball play at Eastern Illinois tomorrow afternoon. This evening in men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers play at 7th-ranked Purdue at 7 o'clock. The Hoosiers are 17-9 and 8-7 in the Big Ten. The Boilermakers are 21-5 and 11-4 in the conference. In the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers returned from the All-Star break and lost at the Washington Wizards 112-105. Jairus Walker had 19 points and 13 rebounds in the loss for Indiana. The Pacers are 15-41 in the season. They play the Wizards again this evening in Washington at 6 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Friday, January 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.